So I started by looking at my perception, like the perception that people had on me. But first, I did notes on like who inspired me, and like films and everything like that and stuff like that. So I was looking at like schools that I've been to, and like social media. So I was looking at my Instagram and my YouTube channel, and like again like media that I like watch and stuff, my Spotify accounts, like people that inspire me, and like my backgrounds, like my wallpapers, because like they usually represent like stuff that I want to manifest into the universe and stuff. But then I kind of like got into like the social media thing, because I was like I wanted to see how people perceived me and not how I perceived myself. So I was looking at like my favorite like Instagram accounts, and I decided to go for like one called Subway Hands and another one called Bag Dogs, which is like, it's just like cute and like it like really warms my heart and stuff like that. So I was looking into that, and I started doing like a lot of drawings on them, and I start to develop like a similarity. So for example, like that's the beginning. That's the beginning of it all, and like doing some collages on like the main side. But then once I looked into like the actual when I started to look at the actual Instagram accounts, I was like drawing, and I realized that both of the accounts were like on the subway. So I kind of like got really interested, because I'm really inspired when I'm on the subway, because I get really in like my own head. So from that, I was like, I just started drawing people on the subway, because I already did that on like my own time, like on my own time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like some of my drawings on my ideas diary of like people that I drew, and like shoes and like little stuff on the subway. And then that's some book that is also like a photographer's book that I got really inspired by, because he looks at light, and like I started looking at light in a different way, because light, in a sense, like the fluorescent lights on the subway kind of represent like my mood, because they're really vibrant, but as well like clear minded, because you can see everything really clearly. So I was looking into that, like my whole perception of the underground and how I feel. That's like my mother's hands and like my dog, and like looking at like what warms my heart. So that's my mom's hands as well. So again, I was looking into my Oyster cards, and then that photographer's work. Again, looking back into like what inspires me, like artists that inspire me, like playing around with the whole idea, in the subway. And then I, for like the detox part, I decided to just completely, if I went on the subway, I wouldn't use Google Maps and I wouldn't use headphones, because it's kind of like the opposite of what I usually do. And because also I felt like really self-aware, because it's like a security blanket type of thing. So then this like is like the travel log kind of thing. And I was with my friend and we got lost, and then we got like back in our seats and we got lost again. And it was just kind of like just drawing and documenting that whole process again with that thing. And I start to look at the prints, and what really interested me with denim and prints is that like the fading when people see it, I could use that on the denim, like try and fade the material as well. And like that is the denim, that is the print of the seats. And I looked into another book, that's my dog, I looked into like another book called, where is it? Underground Seats, and it's like all of the undergrounds and all the historical things, and I was like interested in the Art Deco one, so I might use like those as well as like historical references. And then this artist that plays around with like still life and like things that she finds on the subway and like makes it into the prints that kind of resemble the prints. And then looking back into the light thing as well, so like looking at what's his name again? Can I ever like pronounce it? Um, Alifor, Alifor Ellison, Ellison.
Oh, yeah. Can I never pronounce
it? The recent
exhibition.
Yeah. So I was looking at his work and, like, work with light and stuff and reflected light.
Okay. Time's up. So, quickly summarise.
Yeah,
so they're your areas that you're continuing with, yeah? I think they all sound really exciting. I think there's loads of potential. I think this is a really good example for everyone. This is what you should have done. Really good. There's so, because you've really spent time with it and really got into the Inwards Outwards project and owned it, I think that therefore it just shows there's so many more things you can play with. And you've gone back in and researched, you're kind of experimenting. Great, I'm excited. Obviously how you bring denim in, I think, is the key now. But one thing I really liked, the association you made about the seating and how it fades with people sitting, I think that could be a really big area to look at. Something I'm always really inspired by is like sun bleaching. You know, if you see old shop windows, things in the window that get bleached, and it's almost the opposite effect of what we're talking about. You know, one's about human kind of affecting the fading of fabric, and maybe it's different natural ways of fading fabric or affecting fabric. Could be interesting.
I know there's some like I don't know exactly, but I know there's like a vegetable or something that bleaches fabric. I can't remember like what vegetable.
Really, it's beetroot. The bleaches.
Yeah.
But that dyes it red. Well, that's not bleaching.
Yeah, I know there's something that like changes, like strips away the color.
Yeah, and presumably in a much softer way. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like.
But also, this is like a really good basis, therefore, for working with found materials, because, you know, something that's affected by sun bleach and something that's affected, you can't do those things yourself, there's no time and there's no sun. But get those materials yourself. Maybe you looked at the artists that work with kind of found objects to recreate or inspired work by the seat prints. Do that yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you can repeat what artists have done in your own way. I mean, that's not taking, that's not a negative. That's a really positive way of working. So maybe you can do that, but use denim with it.
So I was just thinking, you know how like denim fades over time? You could look at the denim you had like before and like now. Or like, you know when you wash denim a lot, you could like, it's denim you're not wearing, just put in the wash like a lot of times, wash it by hand and like see it fades. Like that's
I think what's also really important for all of you to see as well is she's done loads of development work and done loads of research. She's given all of us a million ideas. That's how it works. You know, it's like as soon as you dig in, we all get inspired. And we all kind of think, oh my God, we can go so many different ways. It hopefully can inspire you as well. Maybe you're like, oh yeah, I didn't think about light. I didn't think about whatever. Take those things as well. Okay, over to you.
So in the spring for vacation,